May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the cause of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. Now we are 10th chapter, 9th chapter. So in the tradition, Buddhist tradition, the way of debate is first you can raise your question that the other traditions where you were debating with somebody or some tradition, then you have to know the other tradition, view of other tradition. So then you can argue in some point and then present in your own point of view and then clarify that misunderstanding between. So stop others, or not stop, maybe you can say, raise your own questions to pointing out others' faults. And then you can present in your own if you think that is the right view or right path, fully presenting your own view. And then some misunderstanding between, you can clarify it. So it's generally is like that. And where we are now is saying, with the Madhyamika philosophy, they were presenting they were presenting their own view, but at the same time also clarifying the misunderstanding between. Or you can make clear both have in same understanding, use your logic and the theory. We already taught is said the consciousness and object of a consciousness should be rise simultaneously together. Otherwise, you cannot say which is a first, or without the contact, or without simultaneous rise, then there is no relationship between. So it's important to see there is a kind of a interconnected qualities which you experience something. This way, then it's about the circumstances. If different circumstances arises, then you have a new kind of a experience or understanding. There is no absolute things, as we said, like long and short, this and that. These are because we have these expression, because there is a reference there. So when circumstances or references change, then our view and our understanding, our kind of way of express also change accordingly. So then it's saying there is no absolute truth or absolute kind of a only way or only truth. But the relative world are all interdependent, all circumstances, and all rely on the reference to can experience and to analyze, understand, giving you can raise of certain perceptions. That's why one person could have a multi-dimensions. For some people, it's kind of terrible person. For others, it's a kind of a very dear or lovely person. from one angle, we cannot see the reality. One person maybe harm you, then you felt that is an evil person. But for their kids or mother or other friends, for them, it's a very dear person, for them. Similarly, something like a drink or food that for you is best and it's a kind of a delicious or important kind of nutrition or anything like that. For other people felt, may feel differently. This is because it's all kind of circumstances or based on circumstance or what is kind of a relationship you had in the past. It's kind of a karmic relations between. So it's important to say, mind and object of mind, things like material things, mind, we could say all phenomena categories, three, kind of in the three categories. One is subjective experience or subjective point. And then the object of the mind is object, material things, phenomenon. And then it should be have a third category that is said it's not material, not mind, or not form, not consciousness. So because mind and objective mind are related, rises because of circumstances, so there are no absolute, kind of without one, the other cannot experience or cannot pinpoint or mention or experience these alone. So when you say you experience something, then it's, you are talking about object of mind, your mind capable to know. So you can recognize others' existence. Or without mind, what material things you can talk about? Nothing. So without object of mind, mind alone cannot say anything like that. Even you can say, why I recall the memories that also part of that object of mind. So it's a, also past experience also related to this objective mind, object of your mind. So all things have no absolute existence or relative, everything. So this is a very important kind of truth to help out us to avoid extreme views and extreme kind of belief or extreme attitude. So you know all things are interdependent and no absolute kind of existence. So when you see people in some time or certain time, they may show negative in negative kind of way, do some negative activities, but they are no absolute. When they are young, they are maybe it's good person. On the way, after certain time, they may also turn to good. Or when they are done negative things, but inside of them, they may have become a victim of themselves or regretting. No, so no, there is no certain things you can say it's absolute. So then we should know letting go, forgiving, and have a extend to help out people, and also tolerance. These are very important to see things are changing and always there is a hope. For you, you felt it's unpleasant for some unclean or impure, but it's a kind of a perception, present momentary perceptions. So because of these are relative, so in this book, use these, said if you without, without a son, a man cannot be a father. Whence indeed will such a son arise? There are no father in the absence of the son. Just so, the mind and object have no true existence. So also, of course, if no, we cannot talk about a father without son. Similarly, without father, who can say this name of son is not exist? So father and the son are kind of correlated or dependent kind of rises. So one cannot say, or if you someone ask, when father kind of came first or son have the identity or that son or father which come first, then normally people will say father and then son. It's because of our kind of a time related concept. But then it's like egg and chicken, that kind of question. You cannot say father without kind of first become son. Whose father is that? Or himself should be a kind of a also have a identity, because if you only use in father son related to content, then there is a father and son. But you can say which father, name of father cannot exist. Even this person, if we say father came first, but without son, father, name of father is not, cannot be alone, or exist by alone. So you cannot say father and from name, this kind of label, cannot say son or father who came first. We are not saying he born first, but its name, this kind of identity, who come first, then it's kind of interrelated. So son, the name of son related to or intercorrelated to father. Father's name of father is also simultaneously related to son. So this is a kind of a dependent kind of rising idea. So then if we say dependent on the father, name of father, son can exist. Dependent on the son, name of son, father can exist. So when he, father or mother take the birth of the child, father cannot take birth, but the father giving kind of a help of the birth, then the relation or name started. So that is very clear. So without a son, father, no, there is no father. So this is a kind of a given example saying without mind, object of a form cannot exist. Without kind of a saying object of mind, like form, mind, how you can talk about mind without kind of a capable to know. there's a knower and knowing, knowed kind of an object of knowing things. And then the plant rises from the seed, you say, and through it is the seeds deduced. It's just the same with the consciousness rises from its object. How can it fail to show the thing's existence? I think this also we already mentioned last time a little bit to this one, I think. Let's see. And then also like this came together, the next second verses. So a consciousness that is different from the plant itself deduces the existence of the seeds, but what will show that consciousness exists? Whereby the object is self-established. So there's a sutra also talking about a lot of these, using the example of seeds and the plants. Then normally we can say, yes, plants are kind of came from seeds. Then through you can the identity you when you see the plants, then you will see you will know there's a seed exist before or that came from seeds. No seeds, no plants. So these are kind of causality, cause and the fruition, like relation. So this is just the example using for mind and the object of the mind. This also have a kind of a relation. And then when they say mind and the object of mind, form and mind is or form and the consciousness are having this relationship of seeds and plants, then they have a giving another explanation. So in here, it says it's not the same what we say. Mind and the object of mind, form, the relationship of mind and form is like seeds and plants. Because when you say who kind of seeds and plants, why, how we can say they rise it depending on seeds or plants are related to seeds, but when you say these are rises kind of a if you use the subtle kind of understanding, saying how the plants are very different, kind of taking different shape and color or different conditions, which is very different from seeds. Seeds also not only alone cannot produce the plants, but also they have a relying on the other kind of conditions, which is like a sunlight or wind or fertilized kind of the water and earth. So if you say it's a not a long, like seeds cannot make that produce directly from that. Madhyamika, the review of Madhyamika have to be kind of go beyond of a relative truth. So in the relative world, we can say seeds and plants have a essential kind of a relationship, coexistent, interrelated relationship, then these phenomena arises. But if you say use for apply for this for mind and objective mind, then we have to say although there are kind of correlated relationship, without one cannot talk about others. But it's like that. We say who come father come first or son come first. Similarly, normally we think seeds will be kind of a come first and the plants come later, produced from the seeds. Well, then you say there is no absolute kind of in both side have a solid or independent, long-lasting, self kind of determined or self kind of existed things are not there. And because of saying mind have a reflect or having perceptions, but there must be have a mind itself has the, how to say, if for example, like mind only school was saying object of a mind is totally relying on the mind, then how mind, we will have to say, what is the cause of mind? If you cannot say very clearly about the mind, of course, in the mind-only school, there are the three kind of truth or three important elements can say because of have a cleaning kind of habituation. And also the interdependent, the kind of a rising from interdependent things are interdependent. And then the mind have the absolute kind of a nature of the enlightened nature. So three reasons given through a mind-only school. So it's a, this is a big topic, actually subject about if you say plans and the mind, then you should go more detail to see what is the cause. And then when the relative concept, we can say the seeds have a more, kind of already have the cause of all the plants, result fruition of plants, elements of all the fruitions or plants. So if for some people, for the some traditions, they were saying, well, there is a seeds and very different. So how come there is a cause of the plant, or the kind of fruition rises from that small cause, then you will, they will say, what is this cause made of or created of this cause? Then some people may say this is because of God. You cannot trace to the other origin other than God can do everything, create everything. He's a kind of super kind of existence, or even said it's God is elements, some making that God as a absolute kind of a eternal existence. But of Madhyamaka maker philosophy will say, oh, this is because in that course there is a kind of previous cause, cause of that diverse result or fruition. This also we can not only theoretically say, but also do nowadays in many scientific related kind of agriculture is very developed. So they were mixed up different genes and then or put other plants' gene into one kind of non-related kind of seeds, and then produce a certain flavor or against some bats or disease, plant disease, to harm these plants. So it's a work that way in Madhyamaka will say it's because the in the cause have the all conditions that produce the result. Not only that, that cause itself had a previous kind of cause. That seeds also came from the other plants, so have a concentrated or essential qualities that sees or hiding, or we can say sealed in that seeds. So those related kind of phenomena can rise. And then, so the, in everyday perception, there is a cause for everything. It's a different segment of the lotus flower, rises from varieties of cause. And here we have a understanding three. We have a major kind of three, there are five or six different kind of answers, but the one here using first is called, it's a kind of diamond, you know, the diamond cutter, or you can trace from the cause and to say the emptiness. In that is saying all phenomena that we experience, they have a four way of existence, could cause that phenomenon we experience. One is said because of there is a no cause, but have a this kind of form or phenomena. One is said because of it's a self-creation, no cause and a self-creation, and then caused by other kind of force or other caused by other phenomenon, and then it said it appear alone caused by other phenomenon. This is a one said caused by other without these interfering by themselves, because it's caused by other. It's like I said, God or create everything. It's like that. So you are having no capabilities or power to create yourself, but caused by others. And then it said fourth, caused by mutual power, others and yourself. And for these one is a no cause, second say the self cause, third say other cause, and for a joint course. For first one, Noor course, it's a very famous Indian tradition. It's a Charvaka, which is, they don't, it's like a nihilism, which they don't believe of karmic, karma, they don't believe the cause and the conditions or causality, and also don't believe of samsara and the rebirth, cause cyclic existence. They are, they have this saying that everything arises with no certain absolute cause, but kind of randomly rises these phenomena. So no one, like, they don't believe God. Also, they don't believe of kind of superpowers and God like existence, and also causality. It's a little bit extreme, because they don't, from our point of view, they don't believe of causality. Although there are things you can detect, or you can investigate and observe things, that those things are seemingly related to cause and the result. it said it's a random things. Everything happens. And when they die, they don't think we will continue. So it's a kind of a nihilism. But these are nowadays are very, very large number of people like that. It's become nihilism. And then, this, of course, there are a lot of arguments saying it's not like that simple. You can see things are related, and there is a interdependent rising and everything. So interdependent rising, the wisdom of interdependent rising, are very important to see the nature of things, the emptiness, without the experience of or analyze interdependency. It's difficult to talk about anything about emptiness, because we see things are interdependent, things are impermanent, and all things have a kind of a from virtue, non-virtue, happy or suffering, these have other cause, and there is a solution to reduce that suffering or increase that cause of happiness. So these are also related to causality or cause and result. So it said when cause is there, then fruition will spontaneously rises. When the cause change, then result also follows. Then the similar kind of argument came from the other traditions. It said, for example, a lotus flower, there is a root and leaves and kind of other shapes of this flower. What you can see very clearly from the lotus seeds, lotus flowers seeds cannot see that color, cannot see leaf and produce another seeds or roots. So that's why I said it's impossible. That only seeds can cause that lotus flower. And then it's the same. It's a Madhyamaka teaching of these teachers will say, the flower, lotus flower, all the conditions already sealed or already have in the cause of the seeds. But when it's seeds, you cannot directly see a thought or flower. It's a temporary, you cannot see, but with the right kind of cause and the condition, you will see that fruition of flower. And then because that is also said, so it's a hidden existence. Those qualities are in a hidden relation. Because there was, once you say all fruitions are in the cause, they will say, what is the cause of the seeds? Then it's said, before that quality is hidden, then cause from the previous cause. Of course, it's another plant that produces that seeds. And similarly, when you say mind is without object, mind cannot exist, or mind will self kind of a created mind. Mind has the previous cause. Then you will can think another mind or mind kind of rises. When you any consciousness rises, you will find a previous consciousness. It must be the seeds of the present. And then you were traced into previous one, another previous one, another previous, and then it's a limitless kind of a cause. So that is no needed to, in that way to, because that is a limitless, so we should kind of rest in that moment of now, or moment of understanding there is no absolute existence. Otherwise, you were kind of you will not find the first mind. Similarly, the seeds also same. When you see these, then you will see the emptiness in that kind of all circumstances, or all because of the circumstances, these phenomena came. But what to give a rise, you ask, to such a variety of causes, and even an earlier variety of causes, we declare. And how you ask to cause give their fruits. Through power, we answer of preceding causes. So this already I kind of mentioned in this. So why they have a lot of argument here? Because the one wanted to prove there is no cause in some traditions. They said it's all happened in random. Some will say this is happened. These phenomena arises because of the power of absolute power or eternal power, God. So, for some, it said it's a self-creation, like evolution, this answer. And for others, it's said, oh God, this is circumstances only. So for people who have the faith of theistic religion, then it's very difficult to accept or difficult to digest, said there is no absolute cause, there is no superpower, eternal cause, because they have a deeply related to name of God. So this is said when who made of these seeds or lotus seeds has the various ability to produce the result or creation, and all these various fruition or different shape and color and all kind of the beauty are already in the cause of the seeds. Then who created the seeds? So this is the first I was saying, if you say there's no cause, then it's a kind of without any, not created by any eternal, then for like Charvaka, people who nihilism, follow nihilism, they will think this is very important to see there is no absolute cause, there is no eternal cause, then it's a kind of a, properly, it's a random phenomenon. It arises without any cause. So, but without the cause, anything can have anything, any phenomena can rise. It's impossible. It's because any phenomena, if you look carefully and look closely, then you will see there is a cause in the conditions and the change. From that, there is a change. Without phenomenons that such a phenomenon, if you find one without a cause, then you may follow that kind of view of there is a certain things without cause. But from our ability, we cannot see those phenomena without cause. So must be have the previous cause. It's also time related. You know, we are talking about the relative, all relative kind of concept, relative truth. From absolute truth, there is a difficult to say, even time itself cannot say properly or say that is a, kind of reliable reference. In the relative, relative world, everything has their own cause, and not finding anything, no cause. So then we, based on this, we can study all scientific kind of knowledge, even math or physics. These have a related to these categories. And then this Charaka also raised another question. Said, if you said the seeds have a different capabilities and the core causes, and then why these kind of one seeds cannot produce very totally different fruition, because there is a variety. You always produce like rice produce rice, you cannot see rice produce corn or something or barley like that. So then it said this is because the cause before that seeds, there is a cause already have a certain kind of selections, so decided what kind of seeds there are. So it's also related to cause and the result, and the result become cause. And then it's said, because the cause and the result or cause and the fruition has certain relationship, so you cannot produce a totally different kind of plants. But if you once you change that cause, the fruition also follows. It's saying today we have some homogene mixed kind of fruits and rice and others, because they plant the, into that seeds, those by scientists. So for these Charvaka, they cannot say much about this from that point. And then like Sangya tradition, Sangyism, or Abrahamic tradition, which is like a Catholic and Christianity and Judaism. They also follow in theistic religion, and most of the Hindus also too. There is a absolute kind of a creator, God. Islam, of course, it's a part of the Abrahamic lineage. Then, for this, Marginico was pointing out, cannot be produced by those super kind of a name of super creator. So we are going to read this. If Aishivara, Shivarat, is held to be the cause of beings, you must now define for us this his nature. If by this you simply mean the elements, no need to tire ourselves dispute the names. So in the Hindu religion, the three important Shiva and Vishnu and Brahmins, these are very important kind of God. Some are creator, some are considered as a creator, some are considered as a kind of a maintain that creation, and some consider as destroyer of that creation. So for this Ashivara, who the cause of all beings, so then you have to say, what is the Shivara itself cause of? If you have a name of this Shivara, why this is name and form and kind of a humanized gods are important to kind of giving us this kind of concept, say that he is a creator. But for some, it's difficult. Any theistic religion or belief of creator, if you can prove creator's existence or cause of a creator who appeared become a creator, who create peer creator, that is a kind of no right answer to that question. Or, of course, this is also a common question. It said, if creator can do create everything, ever he create a stone, he cannot hold, or he cannot hold that stone there, his own ability. Then it's difficult to say, if he can create, then he cannot kind of hold, or he, by his own force or power. If you say cannot create, then he is not the creator of everything. So whether he's a capability in this or that, if cause or the result, both sides, you have to say he's able, then it's difficult because it's a causal related thing. If you are dependent, you are impermanent. If you are impermanent, you have no absolute kind of eternal power. So this is they're saying, some people may say these creators are, for some, of course, each religion, they have only source, only creator. They don't say many creators, of course, because it's who create who. Who create the first. Then For some people will say, oh, this is the name of God is universe. Then many people say, what do you mean by universe? Then some people say it's a kind of four elements created all these universe. Then an argument will come, say, then everybody know these kind of water, fire, earth, and wind, these elements. It's not unique in your kind of own tradition, but everybody kind of accepted. And also, for these elements, because of these are elements, they are interrelated elements. These are not eternal, not one, but many, diverse, many kind of variation, many cause, and many kind of interdependent kind of rises. So we don't have to use the name of a certain theistic or godly kind of theory to explain that four elements. Four elements are very common, kind of known by familiar by people, although they may not have a very deep understanding about the four cause, the four elements, but for some they do have a deep understanding. So then how we can create that boundary of that name by your own tradition, say this is a Shiva or something like that, for that means. So it's a third, it's kind of an illusion that you wanted to use four elements. Four elements itself have no kind of absolute existence. Then how you can change his four elements, name of four elements, then create kind of eternal name or eternal kind of impression or eternal theory based on interdependent things or even kind of empty, natural empty. Then there's kind of no much need or meaning from that, doing that. And then, yet earth and other elements are many, impermanent. Inert, without divinity, trampled under foot, they are impure, they cannot be a god. Omnipotent, I'm not sure that this is what is mean by this. Stream, maybe, like similar, like that. And the deity cannot be space in it and unproductive. He cannot be the self. For those, for this, we have a refuted. He's inconceivable, they say. Then likewise, his creatorship, is there any point? Therefore, to such a claim, and then we continue some the questions. What he wished to create, like that, but before this. So the Ishvara, or this God creator, firstly, it's not a self-creator kind of theory. Self-creation, you have to accept like a evolution theory. For those people who believe God created everything, that is a very totally kind of a fundamentally different from evolution theory. So this is, of course, already mentioned before. Then except that self-creation theory, then if you say God created everything, because God is absolute and amazing and powerful, he created everything. These are very strong and become like can be some people. If you believe God created everything, then it's these faith for non-theistic religion like Buddhism or Jainism, other traditions that we think this is a can be morally can be good, but from a wisdom aspect this blind faith arises from that. So that doesn't mean who people who follows these creator are kind of a these are completely kind of a bad or things. We don't say that this because the major of the follower of religion are these followers of a theistic religion. What is the problem is that the fundamental, the absolute wisdom. If you lacking of absolute wisdom, you can be good, you still be wise, but you are circling in the samsara still. You believe a creator, then you do your kind of a moral kind of a principle follows your moral principle and the deeds, virtuous deeds. And even you do meditation and everything, then you will be end up in the kind of higher realm of the samsara. It's like God realm or demigod realm, possibly. As God realm is the variety of God realms. You will be end up in these realms, but you cannot go beyond because of the fundamental kind of a belief, fundamental behavior is following that kind of form, this existence of these everything created by God. God is absolute. That kind of a training and that perception will lead you or in a certain box you are in, cannot go beyond. We say transcendental wisdom is impossible for these who believe of a naturally existed God, follow that kind of a theory. And that, from that point of view, said, we can say we, wise doesn't mean to wisdom, with transcendental wisdom, you cannot go beyond of this. But then it's a kind of a different people have a different karma. We don't have a problem for people who follows kind of a theistic religion. This is individual freedom. Also, theistic religion also powerful for people who don't want to study very deeply about the natural phenomenon or these things. Then you can have a simple answer, then follow a certain kind of a duty or moral obligation, these moral principles, then you will be kind of a virtuous path. On the virtual path, you can do it. People say, this is a continuing saying, if you say your God is the earth, water, fire, and wind, or this energy, then this energy without any consciousness. Without the consciousness, there is no creator wanted to do this or that. Love or creator have an infinite love, or these are kind of a, you can say it, but without, there is no base or no, because in formless, only form, which is lifeless, consciousness, without conscious, very difficult to you, if you peeling out same object of these four elements, then they have a, these are like earth, or rock, or water in the river, or ocean, or fire you do, your cook. And we use this daily life, so we kind of set foot on the earth, dirt, and ground. And we use water, drink, and sometimes clean our body or dirt or things like that. And fire also too. Some people burn this into fire, thrown this garbage into fire. But so we seemingly we don't respect the God if God is the four elements. Similarly, for some people, maybe these fire or this worshiping fire and water, these exist. For some people may think of dirt and these are dirty and I have to wash my hand. Also, for certain people, we may think this is harmful because once earthquake or tornadoes or what's it called? Tsunami or this happens, the people are kind of terrified and also complaining these elements. So for the, from this, it said, similarly, we, this is not like a wish object or we should worship. We should certainly have to be deal with it, live it. We could have a good harmonious relationship with these elements, but not necessarily we should do worship or praise as a supreme. So from this argument, it's like said this way. So, and then for other people will say, this is because not a human can understand God. Humans are have a limited kind of capabilities to think, to express, and to know. So God is not only four elements, but also inconceivable and inexpressible. Many things you can say that. And then, since they have related to these four elements, then Margimiko will say, if that is a kind of a beyond of thoughts, of thoughts. And then it said, when you say created by God, and then how you know and how you prove because God is inconceivable or is thought beyond of thought and beyond of human capacity to know, then how you can confirm everything is created by God. You have to be clearly knowing his everything qualities, then you say he created everything. If you without knowing that you claim God create everything, then it's a kind of a also blind faith following, or your claim have no validity. Or you, if you say God is in a cause and in the creation or cause and the condition, then God is not absolute. God is dependent on the cause and the creation. He is also dependent on the other things. So these are cannot say full kind of a clear response, precise kind of explanation is not there. And then this is the deity cannot be, oh, this already done. And what is it that he wishes to create? Has he made the self and all elements? But are not self and the elements, and he himself eternal. And a consciousness we know rises from its object. If you say God is absolute, then you also say God is this is a kind of a other tradition for a theistic religion. If you say God is a universe or God is the four elements, then you are saying everything, absolute kind of power, absolute, not to call, depends on the cause and the condition that is forever lasting. No one say God had, when God born and when God dead, or when he rises, when he ceases, is a kind of a permanent. So if you say the God is permanent, and then what is a God? They say four elements. Then we see four elements is not permanent. They were changing constantly and every moment. And if you say this is a Shivara or I, so-called kind of Atma, then there's a no kind of a kind of a original conflict is there. So you cannot convince people say God is a permanent because elements are not permanent. They are changing and kept changing all the time. And then, mind is the object of, so it's a mind, we say our human beings, for example, in this human form, and we are having kind of humanist, you know, behavior in certain time, we have a human experience, and environment can impact our knowledge and or our way of existence, way of thinking. This is also commonly known by everybody. So we're kind of your family, your kind of society, and also the social policies and certain time and related to culture, these have a tremendous impact. Language you use, what you kind of a philosophy you believe, or this. So our mind is depends on the our reflections of mind, object of our mind. What do we study, material we use. And that is very much changing our kind of perception and our kind of a belief or decisions. These and also our momentarily changing this concept and also feelings also changing. These feelings have a present kind of momental feeling. Also some feelings or some perceptions related to long kind of before this life. So what kind of certain behaviors you have. If you have a very short temper this life, you may have a similar kind of condition in next life. Even if you are different kind of beings or human being, then you have a emotionally and a social or behavior kind of you have a certain related to the past kind of action or past habituation. And then you will see God creates everything, but God is absolute. He can create kind of momentarily changing non-absolute changeable things. Is that theory works? Ever kind of a non-changing things create all changing all the time. These are kind of against his own kind of purpose and stance, reason. So this is from kind of a fruition point of your view back to the cause. There is nothing absolute. So because we can say impermanent seeing things cannot produce permanent things. Same round or the other round, permanent things cannot exist. If they exist, cannot produce or cannot create impermanent things, because it's immediately against his own nature. So for some people, is everything is God. So it's a kind of a rough idea. say flowers, plants, and anything happens, everything in the hand of God, and that's why people. This is, you know, we say for social use, kind of these may useful for some people. Kind of you will say this is not my beyond of my ability, so I will kind of put these things are in hand of God. So you just kind of have a lighter kind of way to letting go of everything. And, or there are a lot of things that beyond of your control. So you believe of God can make a peace of your mind. And, also, human always need to some kind of, refugees that, some are reasonable, some are not very reasonable, but, as long as you have a strong feeling that which one phenomenon or something will protect you, you have a kind of a secure feeling of a secure certainty or something. You have a such a non-certainty, then you have a need some certainty or a solid kind of a protected by those kind of a power or the ability. So some worshiping God is understandable. Also somehow in some circumstances we say it's beneficial. Then we are not denying the gods of demigods or God the Ram. There is a lot of capable beings that very highly, almost like beyond, almost closer to beyond the samsara, like almost close to arhat. The arhat between there, maybe there is a great gap because it's a arhat can eliminate all, not only all the afflicted emotion, but also recognize of or attained this selflessness. So for that, some God realms, like especially formless God realm, you can say some, because it's a closer to the transcendental kind of a wisdom. For others, the form, realm of form, then less, but it's a great ability compared to the animal and the human realms. So for those people, you say you pray, then it's useful. Even the ghost, some people kind of offering food for ghost, and then some people believe ghost can help them to win certain war and gamblings and other, they're protected by the ghost. This also, like you are feeding dogs and animals or elephant or something to protect yourself or working for you, these are possible. So we are not denying these kind of relatively kind of super beings or capable beings in a samsara life. But we are saying the absolute creator are not exist. We don't believe that is possible. So maybe we will stop here, and then we will continue. Sometimes I have to make a mark, otherwise I don't precisely remember last time where we kind of left. Prayer. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicated all this virtue, following the example, one and all, since dedication has been praised as a supreme by all the victorious ones throughout three times. All the fundamental virtues I have are fully dedicated to practicing discipline. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From the ocean of samsara, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain the two secret kayas that arises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, thereby may every enemy, mental defilement, be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. May the lives of a glorious master be secure, and may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purify all negative karma, and swiftly reach enlightenment. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Let me see what is okay. Thank you.